You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Education Minister Erica Stanford and Associate Minister David Seymour put out a press release last Friday accusing the Post-Primary Teachers Association of disrupting students' learning. The press release asserts that the PPTA's paid union meetings are directly disrupting the learning and attendance. The press release continues that the PPTA is prioritising ideology over learning and that the meetings create a poor example for students. Stanford says, "We can't expect students to value the importance of education and attendance when adults walk off the job." To address these claims, I speak to President of the PPTA, Chris Abercrombie, about the press release and the PPTA's concerns for teaching in Aotearoa. There was a press release last week from Education Minister Erica Stanford and Associate Minister David Seymour talking about paid union meetings. Just briefly, what are paid union meetings and how do they work for teachers?
So a paid union meeting is in the employment relations law. We're entitled to a year of up to 2 hours of paid time to meet. So it's a legal and contractual entitlement that we have.
And in the press release, it sort of talks about these meetings and how they might be impacting students' education. How would that happen from the teacher's perspective?
Well, we don't really see how they're going to be impacting children's education. If the school has to close for a half day, that curriculum time has to be made up. Schools have to be open for so many days a year. These things happen in schools like this. They say these have existed for decades. We've been doing this for decades. This is the first time really seems to be an issue for this government, and it's a sort of bit weird that they're picking this issue.
The press release also claimed that the PPTA is prioritising ideology over students' learning. How would the PPTA respond to that?
I mean, we disagree strongly on that. I mean, if anyone's doing ideology over learning, it's Seymour and his charter schools, where there's no evidence that they work, and it's just a way of giving public money to private individuals. If anyone's going to have that discussion, I think it should be David Seymour. These are an entitlement that we have. It's really important that our members meet to discuss. We've got a collective agreement negotiation coming up. We need to make sure we're all understanding what's happening. And schools are self-managing and self-governing and have been for, 30-plus years. And so, this seems a very odd decision of the ministers to do this press release.
And if we're looking at this government a bit more broadly and their policies thus far, how have they affected teachers and students in Aotearoa? Has it been overall positive or negative?
I mean, there's been some really positive decisions made by this government in a lot of spaces. There's some other ones that we think maybe needed have been thought through a bit better. There's been some good stuff coming out of this government. We have really the focus on on literacy and numeracy is really important. But to be fair, the previous government has started that process. You'll be hard pressed to find anyone that believes this. Students shouldn't be engaged in learning and teaching and learning while they're at school. But there's also other things that need to happen in school, and this happens to be one of them.
And so if we're looking at the contents of those paid union meetings, the recent ones or ones that are coming up, what sort of things would be tabled there?
So these paid union meetings, what we're asking our members to do is to think about the things they want to put in our claim for next year's collective agreement, think about the issue that we're facing in schools and ways that we can move forward and deal with those issues. We know there's huge undersupply of teachers. We know our workforce is under pressure. Students have been sent home already, being rostered home. They're already being supervised by unqualified staff. And we really will need to find lasting and meaningful solutions to this, and this is part of that process.
And so if we're looking at those solutions, what are teachers and the government doing to address those issues?
Well, we know that the Minister has, Minister Stanford has made it easier for overseas trained teachers to come and live and work in New Zealand, and that's, we need overseas trained teachers, but we also need to be growing our own, and that's the long-term solution, and we know that paying conditions are a big part of that, and I know that'll be a big part of the conversation that our members will be having at these paid union meetings.
And then lastly here, if we're looking forward, to the future of teaching and these issues, how should we be optimistic?
I'm always optimistic. I think teaching is a fantastic career. I've been doing it 19 years now. I absolutely love it, and I really want other people to join it. Young people, second careers, returning teachers. I really need people to come back to the job that I know either they love or or they join the profession. And we need to make sure we've got the mechanisms right to do that, and having these paid union meetings is a way to do that.
All right, that's all I had prepared. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
It just seems to be that we need to be working on this together with the government, and sort of these press releases don't help.
That was President of the Post-Primary Teachers Association, Chris Abercrombie, speaking to me about the government's recent comments and the future of teaching in Aotearoa. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM.
You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.